The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Good afternoon, sports mappers. It's The Usual Suspects. If you've been listening to us as a regular suspect on ESPN 97.5, we absolutely appreciate you. If for any reason, shape, or form, you either weren't aware or weren't getting the signal the way you desired, well, hey, thanks for coming in on 94.1, as we completely appreciate you as well, because now until 7 o'clock, you will be taken home on both stations with some absolutely entertaining radio. Barry, unfortunately, is not with us today. He is off driving to Oklahoma City. So if you're missing Barry, the replacement is Matt Jackson.
Sorry about that. Sorry to ruin that for you.
It is not Trey, although a lot of people think that his name is Juggalo Matt. It is not. It's Matt Jackson. He's filling in for Barry today only. Barry will be with us via satellite tomorrow. Nick is here. I'm here. And we appreciate you being here as well. For the break, we're talking little Astros. We've already covered football and a lot of other things. But if you've got something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. What do you got, Matt?
So this happened on last Thursday night on ESPN. Of course, you have the All-Star break. And for whatever reason, ESPN came back and had a baseball game the first night back. I think it was Cubs and the Cardinals. And they had their Sunday night baseball crew out there, A-Rod and Jessica Mendoza and Matt Vasgersian. And their Cubs, the camera flashes to the stands, and there's a there's some Cubs fans there. And apparently there was a bachelorette party at Wrigley Field
right,
for the Cubs-Cardinals game. And for whatever reason, this bothered Matt Vasgersian.
Those are my favorite seats, bleacher seats at Wrigley.
Is there anything more obnoxious than the bachelorette party at the ballpark, by the way? I mean,
why is it a
congratulations, by the way? Yeah, we're all very happy for you. Because it's just, I don't know. It's such a look at me thing. You're sitting behind like the bridal party. Like, oh my God, you're getting married.
Wow. It's kind of harsh. I'd do a bachelorette party at a ballpark. That's where I'd probably be.
I love it, Matt.
Vasgersian. What the hell, dude?
What, bad divorce or something?
Like, did you have a fiance that had her bachelorette party at a baseball game and then left you for some dude that was in the stands?
Yeah.
I can think of a lot of places where my wife could have had her bachelorette party that would have been a lot worse.
Like you went, oh, you're going to a baseball game. That's cool. Enjoy.
I mean,
You're not going to LeBaire after.
Would you? Vasgersian apparently is pro banana hammock. Apparently, he would rather have his fiance go see some slinging bananas. Like, what?
Like, notice A-Rod was just kind of chuckling in the background because he's got it so good right now. He is not going to risk saying a thing about anything so that he can screw that up.
And I feel like that Jessica Mendoza is so happy that and she does a good job on the broadcast. I feel like she's so happy that she's in her role that she didn't let him have it kind of the way that I think she kind of wanted to, because she just kind of says kind of harsh, don't you think?
Wow. Yeah, she stepped back, like, but she should have just railed him.
What is wrong with having a bachelorette party at the ballpark?
I'm good with it.
If I was a dude and I roll out to Minute Maid Park and there's a bachelorette party there, I think that's pretty freaking cool. Bunch of chicks want to go to the ball game and drink some beers.
Yeah, he might have been having one of those days because he was definitely the sourpuss. He was salty. Good Lord. And I don't know where I you said you appreciate Jess Mendoza. Tyler and I are both producer Tyler Scott and I, huge fans both on and off. Jess Mendoza brings a lot to the broadcast. She knows her stuff, but she's also not hard on the eyes either. If you see like some of the stuff,
I couldn't tell you what she looks
like.
They
showed her around the batting cages and everything like that. And she dresses the part now, but I mean, she's good.
And I'm trying to think, just speaking Houston centric. And again, I'm not an interlooper anymore, so I don't know all the places where girls are going for their bachelorette parties. I know back in the day,
I said it.
Wild West, There was a bachelorette party there all the time.
Well, now that's right up Nick's alley. Nick has suddenly become a two-stepper. He's a country guy.
Never seen a bachelorette party there, though.
But you wouldn't be upset if you did.
No, I would not. No, I wouldn't. But I've never seen one there.
Now, down the road from Wild West, back in the day, that's the only one that anybody knew of. But the one you didn't want was your future wife's bachelorette party to go to LaBear.
No. I like,
because that's a sausage fest and it's not going to work out well for you. I'm just letting you know.
My wife is one of those people, though, that she had absolutely no interest in going to LaBear. Like, she is just not, she's not into that thing. Not, well, she's into that thing, but she's not into that thing.
I see what you did there. Okay.
And again, maybe it's just because I'm not into dudes. I don't get the fascination with dude strip clubs at all. The only positive thing that has ever come out of a dude strip club was the character in the Tom Hanks movie Bachelor Party that had the submarine sandwich that the mother-in-law tried to pull off.
Oh, right.
Nick
yes. The Richard. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's the only good thing that ever happened in a male strip club.
Okay.
But Vasgersian, dude.
Yeah, I don't get that. Because normally I was a fan of his. He's done Brewer games before he got big time. And he's been a playoff guy. He's been, you know, was it Turner where he got a lot of...
I feel like something else happened, but
A-Rod handpicked him. Because we all were fans. Nick and Barry and I were all fans of Dan Shulman. He came on the show. I
love Dan Shulman.
Great, great, talented broadcaster. He decided to scale back. When he did that... And when ESPN was pursuing A-Rod, ESPN was pursuing A-Rod, they basically let A-Rod pick who he wanted to work with, and he handpicked Vasgersian. Which, by the way, sounds like you're getting your tubes tied or your ability to have kids cut off.
I know what the other Vasgersian story was on the ESPN 30 for 30 about the XFL.
Okay,
Vasgersian was one of their original broadcasters, and apparently Vince McMahon made him cry because he was not that Vasgersian was trying to be all professional about the broadcast and all this type of stuff. And oh God, I wish we had the soundbite of it. And the cameraman's flashing over and there's a cheerleader and her boobs are just flailing all over the place as they come back from camera. And Vasgersian said something that just was just totally off-putting, and McMahon just like ripped into him and fired him on the spot and put him on like the B game for the remainder of the season of the XFL. But I feel like there is, oh, here it is. Vasgersian first gained national exposure doing play-by-play for the XFL in 2001 after the inaugural telecast in which he quipped, "I feel uncomfortable," after a suggestive shot of the cheerleaders. Oh, Vince boy. McMahon personally demoted him and replaced him with wrestling announcer Jim Ross.
But that's going to – so that's a knock on him?
that
overall,
he was
the fact that he wants to stay professional because he sees
it's the SFL. Nobody thought that was real.
Okay, but still, I mean, if you have higher aspirations than being the longtime play-by-play voice of the XFL, I mean,
but if you sign up for the XFL, you know what you're in for.
Hello, friends, Jim Nantz here.
If you sign up for the XFL, you know what you're in for, right?
It depends. A lot of people with the XFL were trying to legitimize it as another option for football fans and trying to make it something. Aside from He Hate Me, they were still trying to play football. They weren't faking the results and the end results of things.
Were they? Or weren't they?
Well, at least as far as I know. But at the same time, I mean, look, he's trying it again, right? Vince McMahon is.
Yeah. I give it some credence, some legitimacy, because I don't feel like Oliver Luck would sign up for something that was going to be fraudulent. And I will say this. If you're that new football league, don't you come out right away and say, we'll take kids coming right out of high school.
Ooh, I don't know. Because, see, there's different. So many freshmen. I understand from a basketball standpoint, I don't understand anything that the Ball family does. But I understand the fact that the one-and-done situation has to be addressed because you have too many players that are too talented that you can't tell them that you deprive them away of making a living when they want to go make a living, when they're capable of making a living playing basketball right out of high school. Football's a different story because kids are different in terms of the way that they're developed at that age. And putting a high school kid on the field with a grown-ass man is going to get someone not just hurt, possibly killed.
Leonard Fournette, there are plenty of guys that would have been fine coming into professional football after high school.
For every Leonard Fournette, there's a handful of kids or more that wouldn't be.
If I'm a football player and I only have so much shelf life, do I want to give 3 years to college where I'm getting my ass kicked and get paid for
health for the rest of your life online? You think a kid from Katy's going to come out and play in that league and not get absolutely pummeled?
No, a kid from Katy probably comes from money. If I'm playing
I'm just saying. And
Compton or other places like that, I think those leagues have a chance if they shoot for the kids, the players that can't go, that don't want to go to college, but that are blue chippers. If you got 10% of the Rivals 150 in your league every year, you'd start to have a product that could be just as good as college football.
We can talk about it after the break, but you just said the key word, kids. You can't put kids up against grown-ass man and expect that it's going to end well. So we can talk about it. If you want to talk about it, Clarence wants to talk about it. We'll get him after the break. Right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Texas Can Academies. Been telling you about them for a long time here in the Houston area. It's a great program because it's Houstonians helping kids in H-Town get a second chance at an education. And all you got to do is look around. If you got a garage or a driveway or somewhere back in a field, you got a clunker that's collecting rust and dust. It might be a truck, a motorcycle, a car, a boat, RV, or trailer. And even if it's not running anymore and you want to get rid of it, but you don't want to pay for a tow truck and have more expenses on your plate, you don't have to. All you got to do is pick up the phone. You call 713-225-4226 or you log on to carsforkids.org. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you. They tow it away. They do the paperwork. You get a tax deduction. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You also get a $50 gift card. That's where the process really begins because your donation is turned into resources for kids that are trying to study and hit the books. That means that if the kids don't have certain things, it's a distraction. If they have them, they can focus on getting their education. So I'm talking about things like eyeglasses, book money, bus fare, warm meals, all the things that if they don't have can make studying really hard. But if they have those things, they can really focus and they can get through some of the toughest times of their life trying to get that degree so that they can move on and make something in their life. It's a great program. Again, I ask you, if you can or you're considering donating, give them a call, 713-225-4226, carsforkids.org, right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, you want to bring us back?
I was trying to find a good place to start the song. I couldn't find one.
Well, you did.
right at the beginning.
The number one song of 2002, by the way.
No. Really?
Well, on the adult contemporary chart.
Sleepless in Seattle? Is that what this is from?
I don't know. I love Norah Jones.
You
period.
Just did a white man's overbite, finger snapping, get no. down, get nasty to this song.
That's my move. Got more moves than a Ryder truck.
You need to find the happy spot, and I'm not sure that's it, but you went full blown. For those of you on the stream, I'm not sure you want to get on the stream because you are still doing the overbite. Mm. And you're grunting. You're into Norah Jones with no one else beside me in the room.
Don't
I'm putting the table staying between
don't
us.
Don't tell me you never mugged down to Norah
Love
Jones.
Love this song. Lisa loves this song. But I've learned the hard way. You don't put this song on a Way Back Wednesday top list. You just don't. Now, because we're killing you.
He's new to Way Back Wednesday.
True. But because it's getting killed right now, you are going to get a cyclone of love on the pole between now and the end of the show.
I am perfectly fine with telling you that my taste in music is I am in the 1%. Nobody listens to what I – if you pulled out the CDs that I listen to, you'd be like, what? Yeah, you'd pull out this. You'd pull out Sinatra.
Yeah, but you pull out – you pulled it out.
But I also listen to
Green
Day.
You pulled it out for Lisa Loeb.
So, I like Lisa Loeb.
In more ways than one. But I get it if you, like, find a certain woman attractive. But, like, there's just certain songs. Lisa Loeb underdog to me, and I'm going, huh?
No, that was only because that's not, I don't even like that song. I had to come up with something on short notice, and 2002 is not my year.
I mean, if you come up with another one, I'll play it for you, but.
No, you don't get to do that.
Dude, he's.
Let me tell you,
he's getting killed on the vote. There's no way.
I don't care. I knew that. I don't care. I'm not trying to win anything.
No, that's what I'm. I know you're not. But I'm trying to say, like, even if he changed it or not, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm not helping you. Is what I'm saying. What I'm telling you.
You like William Hung, don't you?
Let me tell you what I did do. I went to Lilith Fair just to try to find a heterosexual female. Just one.
Leonard Nimoy goes in search of two, but you don't need to do that in that kind of adventure. I mean, my God.
When you're trying to hit on. Every girl at Lilith Fair and they're with another girl. It's like, oh, sorry, my girlfriend's here. Oh, my girlfriend's here. Oh, my girlfriend's here. Damn!
You need a different hobby is what you need if that was what you it's were like, out to do just...
I was like, at some point I wanted to go to the... At some point I wanted to go to these girls and say, look, you're Sarah McLachlan's not going to hook up with you. Neither is...
Melissa Etheridge?
Her? Who's the one, What If God Was One of Us?
Oh...
Joan Osborne? No.
Yeah, I think that's right. The fact that you have... Look, Nick, we've talked about this in the past. The summer catch fetish is you like them big. There's certain people we talked about, like feet, like other things. We figured out that Matt likes the grunge. He likes the
I do.
To each their own. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
There you go.
Do your thing.
I don't need the stacked, over-the-top, drop-dead... 10. Give me the attainable, other than my wife, of course.
Well played there.
Give me the attainable, awesome voice.
This voice thing is another thing I don't get.
What are you talking about? You don't like a good, sultry, possibly smoky voice?
I mean, are we listening to music or are we getting down to business? I don't need all that much talking.
But you want the lights on.
Yeah. For certain. If my wife's hot. Hell yeah. I want to remind that I've done something in my life. And I continue to do it, by the way. So there you go. As opposed to the certain nights you don't want to remember. But if you want them to end well, you turn the lights off. Just saying. I'm reliving my single days for a moment. I think, Nick, am I right?
I'm okay with the lights on. But again, I think that's a preference thing. I bet you there's couples out there, like there's a dude with a really hot wife and he doesn't mind with the lights off. Like, I mean, I think it's a preference thing, dude. I don't care. It doesn't. I just like it with the lights on.
I'm just trying to save money. I want the lights off.
You're going back to that car.
Put the AC up to 82 also if we can.
We got calls to get to. We're running the gamut here. We're going to start with who's waited the longest. Annie's a loyal suspect. Clarence, what's up?
What up, guys?
What's up, man?
Nothing much, not a hot day. first off, I heard my man El Jefe talking about Eric on my Twitter line. El Jefe, this is the third highlight of his day. Let him get his calls in.
No, it was Dr. Dre.
The third highlight is his day. Yeah,
no, it's Clarence. Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Dr. Dre.
Dre on 290 was banging on Eric.
But still, Eric, this is the highlight of his day besides Pornhub in his right hand.
Now, you do Second realize. Now, wait a minute, Clarence. You do realize he has claimed that he has Nick, is it a stripper girlfriend?
That's what he claimed, yeah.
Yeah, claimed. I'm not saying it's verified. He won't verify it, but there you go.
You know what? It sounds like Eric and Matt go for the 3 a.m.ers, and this is after we get the earlier tonight, and then Nick gets that 2 a.m.er, and then Matt and Eric go for those 3 a.m.s after we weeded out everyone out and you just have what's left.
Maybe back in the day, but Matt's got a couple kids, so I think Matt's going at 8 p.m. and then going to bed.
But my main call is I want to talk about the XFL.
Okay.
And Joel, I understand where you're going with that, about they tried to legitimize it and wanted to be a viable threat to the NFL.
Right.
But you couldn't take it seriously at the moment of the kickoff, where two guys are just running just to get the ball.
Oh, I love that. First. That was awesome. That was the best part. You have to have some gimmick because you can't dethrone.
You just couldn't take it seriously.
But Clarence, look, it's the same reason. You can't tell me he didn't take it seriously because he's doing it again. He's doing it because he wants to try and find the competition for the NFL that the USFL once was back in the day. But that was only because they had boatloads of money.
I think attaching a legitimate sports person to it and Oliver Luck, I think, makes it different.
You're hoping.
Yeah,
you're hoping.
But now he's getting great football people within it. And the first time, okay, the XFL, it was football on the off season of football, and these are guys who not getting in the NFL, not going in the CFL, not getting in the AFL, not even going to the European NFL. These are guys who want to play football but weren't good enough to actually be on that top level.
I will just say this, and I was telling this to Joel last segment, if I can go to LSU or Alabama and play against great SEC competition, that's all well and good. But if I can make $100,000 and do the same thing, and then I'll probably still get drafted 2 years after the fact, and I don't have to go to class.
You can't, if you blow your knee out or get completely blown up and suffer some kind of injury, where not only can you not do that, but you might not be able to do much more.
Yeah, but they do what? Like, guys don't get hurt in the SEC?
Bro, I don't want to see some guy that hasn't fully developed and get. Look, Harbaugh just went off with the Ravens the other day about kids coming out of college these days. It takes over a year just to get them acclimated to just from the calluses to the drills to the weightlifting to the things you have to do to dedicate your entire year and your life at that point to the NFL. And it's different than college, no matter how good college is. You want a high school kid to go up and compete against guys that, like Clarence was saying, that have had a dream and aspiration to play professional football. Maybe they haven't made it yet, but they're busting their ass doing those things, and they know those things. That's an unfair fight,
I think, if
man.
I'm trying to compete with the NFL, I'm going to create the biggest workforce possible to do that. And I think there are plenty of kids that will step right up and say, show me the money. I don't have to go to class. And I'm all for the free market. If they set it at 18, they set it at 18. And I think there are enough guys that would be physically ready. I think they may not be able to handle some of the adult things of actually being out of your parents' house and having a job and those type of things. But I do think there are enough genetic freaks out there that would be ready and that would add to the quality of the football at the professional level.
All right, we can agree to disagree, and we can continue to roll on. Marcus Patrick, we see you. We're going to get to you in terms of the last half hour of the show. It's teed up. It's ready to go. If you want to join in, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with the final 30 minutes right after this on The Usual Suspects. Wish you wouldn't send me gifts, trying to make me sit and reminisce, trying to bribe me with your bling. He's a nasty, nasty, trash, nasty, sleaze, nasty, 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 n
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Barry's out. He's traveling for the day. He'll be back tomorrow via satellite from OKC. In the meantime, my good friend Matt Jackson sitting in. We appreciate him having a hell of a good time here with Nick on the show. It's a Way Back Wednesday. It's songs from 2002. Nick was first hour. I was second hour. Matt was third hour. Still going on. Nick is a huge fan now of Norah Jones.
Good.
If you need the lists, they are available via the Twitter. And the poll is up, Nick. Normally, you're promoting the hell out of the poll when you're winning.
Well, I retweeted it, but I didn't promote it this time. I think it's over, so there should be a designated winner now.
Okay. I just kind of feel like I would have won if we had gone with the original category, which was songs by artists that you wish you had lost your virginity to, because I had, like, some great ones. Like
Lisa Loeb was on that list as well.
She was not on that list.
Not everybody's super
Michelle
cool.
Pfeiffer, ooh. Cool Rider in Grease 2.
She was smoking back in the day. Now you might be smoking to try and think of her now.
She, for being in her 60s.
She's a pretty lady.
She was on my list.
She's not Kim Basinger, or she's Kim Basinger without the wacko part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that list, I think, just for the...
You got to make yourself feel good somehow. So at least, you know, if we would have gone with that category and ifs, buts, candies, nuts, if my aunt had outdoor plumbing, she'd be my uncle. But yeah, if we went with that category, you might have had a shot. I'm just throwing it out there. Hey, in the meantime, I do want to mention to you people that we play the name game around here. We've been playing it for a while. We continue to play it. So that means that we call one name a day on one of our given shows. If we call that name, it's your name and you're the first to call. You get to win that prize of that day. Today's prize, a pair of tickets to Local Brews and Local Grooves at the House of Blues. It's Houston's ultimate craft beer and music festival. It features over 20 local craft breweries, more than 40 beers and rare releases, 10 local bands, DJs, brew-inspired pub food, pairings, and more. Tickets are from $15 to $65 with tasting wristbands included in select ticket packages and at the event. You must be 21 to enter, but you would have won if you were named Sean. The bench gave away today's prize, and Sean was able to secure two tickets to the Local Brews Festival, the Local Brews, Local Grooves Festival. So, Sean, congratulations. Keep listening every day here, weekdays on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1 for your chance to win. There you go. So let's get to the calls. We got a couple calls, because then we got a couple fun stories to get to, and one of them that I know you're very high on. That we need to get to about Color Me Bad. Before we get to that, Marcus wants to get in here about picking up girls at concerts. Marcus, what's up?
I was just saying, good evening, guys. I was just saying, go to a Lenny Kravitz concert. There's always plenty of women there available. Girls go in groups there.
Oh,
as far as lights on, lights off, I do it all over the house, so it really doesn't matter if the lights on or the lights are off. In the kitchen, you're going to leave the lights on. That's about it.
Well, you know, you got to see what you eat. But we do appreciate the call, Marcus.
Wow.
In the meantime, I mean, I don't think we needed to know the sexual prowess of our listeners, but I'm glad that people are getting it. This goes back to like when Barry got the 55-year-old man to say that he was getting it how many times, and then he like texted for like weeks to remind us that at 55 he was still driving.
Yeah.
He called in. He didn't just text it. He called in.
Yeah, and so he can drive 55, and he was several times a week, as he made mention of. I don't think we need that. I don't need your resume. If you're good with where you are in life, then you know what? You got the job. Keep doing it.
Man, I am not going to look at my kitchen the same way tonight. Thanks, Joel. Appreciate that.
Well, you know, there is margarine, mayo, whatever you need.
Oh,
okay. And then we have Patrick, who was on hold. He wants to change subjects again. He wants to talk about paying college athletes. Patrick, what's up?
Well, first of all, let me say I was having a terrible day. And Nick, man, Norah Jones lit me right up, dude. I am so in a good mood now. Thank you very much for that.
Okay.
That was actually
being serious.
Matt's list. Yeah.
So, paying college athletes, you know, I think this, what is it, the AFL that they're trying to start to rival the NFL?
Yep.
I don't think you go against the NFL and win. I think they're too powerful. So, I think the AFL is missing an opportunity to go against the NCAA. You know, because unless the NCAA gets with it and starts paying, you know, maybe a percentage of revenue, actually letting these players' names be used in games, maybe, and then the players get a percentage of that revenue as well. I truly see there being some kind of just complete fallout with the NCAA where they have to either change completely or they do no longer exist.
Yeah, but Patrick, you're saying compete with the NCAA, not the NFL. It's a monopoly. It's higher education and learning. So it's schools, it's college. Kids have to go to college in progression to get to the professional level, and they don't have the lack of rules or the rules that the NBA has, which you have to go for at least 1 year. So therefore, I mean, you can declare early and get out, what, start of your junior year, I believe it is?
3 years removed from high school.
Okay, so you have that option, but really, there is no competition for the NCAA. So you got to rule that out. Now, paying players in college athletics is a totally different subject for another day, because that's almost the whole show, because we've talked about that in the past.
And they're not this is going to be a spring football league. It's not going to be something that's looking to compete with either the NCAA or college football, which, you know.
So you're a glorified arena football league.
Hey, there were a couple years where the arena football league did well television-wise.
Clint Dozell, boy, he could sling it. I'm bringing the names of yesterday.
Barry Wagner, the greatest AFL player of all time.
What about Kurt Warner? Kurt Warner was an Iowa barnstormer and was the most valuable player in the league.
Like Barry Wagner won like 9 MVPs. Getting into way too much AFL minutia.
Yeah, way too far. All right. So, Patrick, we appreciate the call, and we've got that taken care of. Look, again, just on the paying players thing, I've said forever, and you go back to the Fab Five as the example. When your university is making tens of millions of dollars on your merchandise and your jerseys with your numbers on it, and you can't get enough money to get a pizza, that's something's got to be done with that system.
Yeah, I think that also is blown out of proportion, because I think I don't know very many high school or college kids that are not hard up for money. They just want to get a piece of the $150, $200 billion revenue that each college is getting to. There aren't any college athletes that are starving out there. I promise you. They're getting training table. They're getting all this.
See,
they may want to go on a date and those type of things. I have less sympathy for that, because I just think that's like a typical college experience.
And then you get the people that are going to call in that they've called in the past too, and we're not going to do this today, gang. But they call in and they say, well, we just, you know, we think that you should be able, you know, if you're going to pay athletes, then you get the Title Niners involved, and then you got to pay all athletes.
That is
going to
be a problem.
That is
going to
be a huge problem. That's why it's never going to happen.
Right.
There has to be a different solution. So, all right, we got one segment to go on the show, and we got some fun and games heading up in that last segment. We've been having a great time with Matt Jackson here filling in for Barry. It's Nick, it's Joel, it's the usual suspects, back with the final segment. And to turn it over to the Blitz, don't go anywhere.
Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show. Matt Jackson, appreciate him filling in as we, Steely Dan, reeling in the years. Memory lane, going back a ways, but appreciate him filling in for Barry, who has the day off. Barry will be back tomorrow via satellite from OKC.
This band should have made it much bigger than they did. I mean, they were big, but they should have been much bigger.
Totally
they
agree.
This is Lit, by the way, for people that are not familiar with them. To me, they should have been as big as like Nickelback and any of these. They were better than Nickelback, and they were in like the same era, basically.
It's funny you bring that up, because we were talking about that. I feel like Nickelback is one of the hated bands now. They went from like this really...
Nickelback and Creed, you either love them or you hate them. But if you love them, you are going to get killed.
They both have huge followings, too.
Yeah.
Lit had, I could name every song off their first CD, and it was all good. Like, I used Lit for bump music on my first radio show back in 1999. Like, that was
it's great bump music. There's no doubt about that.
Wait, you've done radio before?
It doesn't sound like I have, but I did back in the day. But Lit was some good stuff. Speaking about things that were big in 1999.
Yes.
Did you hear what happened to Color Me Bad?
I did not. You brought this to the table, and I was... Let me say this. I was taken back in more than one way by this story.
So for those of you who are familiar with Color Me Bad back in the 90s... You'll probably remember them as the boy band that had a guy that looked exactly like George Michaels and a guy that looked exactly like Kenny G in it. Mm-hmm. And they are best known for I Wanna Sex You Up. I only knew about them because of their appearance on Beverly Hills 90210.
Good Lord, man. You're lucky this is the last segment because you are leaving. I mean... Wow. I'm surprised Nick hasn't jumped. Nick doesn't know you well enough, or Nick would have already
Yeah,
pounced.
Man, this is our first show, but I picked on him a little bit, but not much. But 90210 was an okay show.
It's a great show.
You know.
Come on now. Donna Martin graduates. Anyway.
Now Melrose Place.
Another good show. Spinoff from 90210.
Yes, and better looking chicks.
Oh, stop.
Are you a Shannon Doherty lover?
She was fine.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
But Tiffany Amber Thiessen, I can't argue with.
Jenny Garth's good looking.
Yeah. But Jenny Garth was on Melrose, right?
For like two episodes.
Those count. Okay, go on with your story.
So Color Me Bad is still playing out the string on their career, and they were performing on stage during an I Love the 90s concert. And on July 21st, Saturday night, at the Vine at Del Lago Casino in somewhere in New York. Anyway,
your dad's there. He's staying at the Grand.
He's trying to get pot.
He's there.
He's trying to get pot. And in the middle of the show, one of the band members, Brian Abrams, who has put on like 300 pounds easily.
This is the George Michael guy.
Yes. He now looks like Chun-Li from Pawn Stars, if anyone's seen Pawn Stars.
I always thought that the former Mike Moreno, the former lead singer of Loverboy, was the guy that gained the most weight after Maximum Stardom. When I saw him at the cook-off one year at the Rodeo, and he looked like he was three bills. He's been surpassed. This dude is huge!
So, Brian Abrams, in the middle of the concert, pushes the lead singer, Mark Calderon, off the stage, then looks at him and says, "There be no Color Me Bad without me. I am Color Me Bad." And has to be pulled off the stage in cuffs. And basically, he was hammered before the concert started, apparently. Apparently, he's got a big drinking problem.
He's got a big lot of problems, the way it looks.
"I am Color Me Bad."
Do we have the audio?
I didn't hear when I thought we actually had the audio,
but I was like,
no, there is audio on what I sent you from TMZ. There's audio from the guy that got pushed.
Oh, we want the guy who claims to be Color Me Bad.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah,
is it in that video?
I don't know if that's in that particular video.
No,
I read a transcript of it though.
Seriously, he needs a walker to get around. I mean, oh, how the mighty have fallen, but Color Me Bad for a while there.
But apparently they knew. So apparently the lead singer kind of knew something was coming, right?
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the George Michael looking dude was the lead singer.
Yeah.
And weren't they like a kind of a harmony type band? So wasn't everybody technically the lead singer?
They probably took turns, like, I think like the Backstreet Boys are NSYNC or something like that, probably.
All right.
So this hotel security guard grabbed the four of them from their rooms, walked them to the stage, and Mark says, "I saw Brian was intoxicated pretty heavy." So this guy was totally wasted before he even sang a note. He said, "I was really concerned about what was going to happen. We got backstage and I asked them, 'Are you going to be okay? I'm really concerned about you. We're going to kill it tonight. And I thought, oh no. The duo hit the stage for the first song, All for Love. Calderon noticed that Abrams was flubbing the lyrics, which concerned him. He didn't notice, however, that his partner had walked off the stage. But once he realized Abrams was gone, he figured it was to get a towel or speak to the sound engineer. He has never come on stage and left and never came back. This was a first. So,
now, wasn't there four members of Color Me Mad?
Yeah. By the third song, he realized he probably was going to have to do the whole gig by himself with just the dancers. After an hour, just as he was finishing I Want to Sex You Up and sang his goodbyes to the crowd, Abrams came back on stage and all of a sudden he shoves me and blindsides me and I'm on the ground and I'm thinking, oh gosh, what happened? Then he says, I am Color He says, I am Color Me Bad.
Good and Lord, man.
Then got arrested and walked off and then probably went to go get a double cheeseburger afterwards.
Not just one. That dude was cashing in whatever he made that night and more at the drive-thru window. And I don't know how many catch-ups he's getting either, Nick. But Manny wants to get in here on Color Me Bad before we get out of here. Manny, what's up?
Guys, y'all totally butchered it. Look, the lead singer of Color Me Bad looked like John B.
Okay? Looked like who?
And then you had John B. Remember John B.?
The R&B singer.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the R&B singer. Okay, so the lead singer looked like John B. Then you had the George Michael guy, who was a backup guy. Then you had the Kenny G guy. And then you had the black guy that looked like Booker T.
Okay.
So John B. was the lead singer. The John B. looked like before he put on. And hey, let's be real. That dude may have put on 300 pounds, but he runs a very successful tire business in Oklahoma, according to the VH1 Where Are Me Now?
What's good? Where are they
now? Man, you spent a little time on this. I don't think I could have endured an entire Where Are They Now on Color Me Bad.
Bro, you got to understand, in 1991, 8th grade dance with the hypercolor shirt and the jean shorts and the black Jordans, man, they played Color Me Bad. I mean, it was lit, fam. It was lit.
Where are you on Forever 21 shirts?
I don't know what that is. What is it?
Barry shop there. From, he talks about when we
and the he ghetto, always takes bro. Heat. I was from the ghetto, bro.
Well, Barry
Hypercolor, nothing.
Because whenever Barry mentions Forever 21 shirts, Hypercolor comes up. That's why I asked.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah, they were usually all gifted because we couldn't afford to buy them ourselves. So, you know, Christmas time, birthdays.
I feel you. All right, bro, before I let you go, because I know how big an Astros fan you are, you want Matt says they don't have to do a thing. You think they need to do something, or are you good?
No, let's roll. Well, what we got right now, knowing what you can do with your rotation, knowing you have a rested Colin McHugh going to be in the pen come playoff time, if Lance has got to go drop 24 straight curveballs out of the pen, all these other teams can do what they want to do. We're ready to roll now as is.
Okay. That's why I wanted your opinion, brother. Appreciate it, man. Have a good night. All right, Manny Fresh right there. He's a not only a loyal suspect, he's a great dude. And he obviously knows more than just Astros. He knows Color Me Bad, which scares me sometimes. I remember those shows, though. Behind the Music and Where Are They Now? Some of them you wanted to know.
The best Behind the Music is still the SNL sketch with Cowbell, though.
No doubt. With, what's his name?
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
But, Jimmy Fallon.
No, but with the cow...
Kansas. No. Bruce Dickinson.
No, the guy who came in and said, I need more cowbell.
Oh, Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. There you go. Yeah. There you go. That's what I was trying to think of.
You gotta want more cowbell.
Yeah, there you go. That was good. All right. Well, we appreciate you stopping in today,
hey,
brother.
We're going to do this appreciate again. It.
Matt Jackson doing a great job filling in for Barry today. We appreciate him.
Always with the lights off, though.
We appreciate you. We appreciate the kitchen. We appreciate a lot of things. If you have a food processor involved in the mix, please don't ever bring that to the show. For Nick, for Joel, and for Matt Jackson, we appreciate you. The Blitz is next. Don't do anything. They'll take you home till 7 right here on Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Have a great night, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.
Say big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb. Now just $199. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle. Only $399. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner. Just $299. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards. With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? Oh my god, it's the coolest thing ever. It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country anywhere nationwide. I've never found a more perfect Valentine's gift. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. Seriously. So, if you're looking for a Valentine's Day gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.